Marcus Coker didn't dance until 1999 when he was in college. Now he's the successful owner of a dance studio, Momentum Dance Concepts, in downtown Van Buren, which opened in 2005.
We are located in downtown Van Buren, just by Fort Smith, and we've been open for 6 years. We offer swing and ballroom dancing, as well as Latin dancing and two-step, just about anything that requires a partner. We teach mostly couples, singles and couples.
And I read that you started dancing in 1999 and you opened the studio in 2005?
Yes.
That's a really short trajectory. So tell me how that happened.
So dancing was not something that I really planned on doing. It wasn't a life dream or anything, but some of my friends were taking a class. I had just started college and they were still in high school and they took a swing dance class. And I went when they invited me and it turned out really well. I just really liked it. It was just a fun hobby for a couple years. And I got to be good friends with the teacher. And when she moved, she was a radio DJ, actually. And when she moved, she was teaching at a fitness center in Fort Smith and suggested that I start teaching when she left. So I did that for a couple years, or several years, I guess. And it was just maybe one or two nights a week. So I had other jobs, and it was very part-time. And one of the other jobs that I had for quite a while was working with a photographer, a wedding photographer who had some space in a historic building in Van Buren and kept suggesting that I open my own place. So I didn't really know any better. And in 2005, we opened Momentum.
And tell us a little more about what drew you to dance, especially the type of dance that you're teaching, the couples dance.
You know, I think what it was, Most of the lessons that I took for those first couple years were in swing dance, particularly East Coast swing. And then as things have progressed, I've specialized more in East Coast swing and Lindy Hop and West Coast swing. And for some reason, I think I'm drawn to that music. A lot of times, maybe people will kind of flock to the waltz or the cha-cha, or I think there's something about the beat or something that the people identify with, and I'm not exactly sure what that is that moves a person, but I found that, for me, movement was a very good way to express. Some people like to write, some people like to paint, and for me, I found that I could be creative while moving.
So what is your background since you just started dancing in 1999? And what were you doing when you were starting up the company and also working on the side? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was really random. I'd started when I was in college. I started with a mass communications degree. So I did a little bit of journalism. I worked on the yearbook staff quite a bit and did some layout and design work, which really came in handy when I opened the business, because I was able to design my own business cards and put out my own flyers and that sort of stuff and have them look pretty decent. And now I use graphic designers to do that sort of thing and take care of my website. But having had that background, I can look at something and kind of have an idea about what I want, or what, you know, if something doesn't look good, I know what to do to change it. So I was in school, and that's what I was studying, but then I was also working for an attorney, just kind of a glorified secretary, and did that for quite a while. But that gave me the experience working with finances and making sure that things balanced out, which also I think came in handy. And it helped me know, like, what questions I needed to ask when I did open my own place in terms of accounting and that sort of thing. And then I was working for the photographer, taking pictures at weddings and eating lots of spinach dip and that sort of thing. And I think that was also really good because I was able to go to the weddings and sometimes, like, I'd take my dance partner with me and we'd dance, and it was a good way to advertise. You know, I mean, ultimately, I think the people that come see me, see my students out dancing, or they see me out dancing somewhere, I think it's tough just to, like, pick up a phone book and, like, those people are really dedicated and they definitely want to dance. But it helps, like, if you know somebody that's done that, because it's such a personal experience. You know, you're in somebody's space and I think there is a level of trust that has to be developed.
So describe some of the challenges that you had when you were first starting up the dance company.
That's a good question. So some of the challenges about starting the dance company were, first of all, when I went into it, I just didn't really know anything about like being a business owner or really the dance profession, because it wasn't something I'd studied in school. It wasn't something that I'd done a ton of research about. And I joke now that if I'd known everything about it, then I wouldn't have started. Not that it has been all that difficult. It's been surprisingly easy. And I think one of the things that made it easy was that I had other jobs at the time. So it was part-time. It was something that I could do in the evenings and have another job during the day or go to school during the day and kind of let the business build. So I wasn't absolutely relying on people being there and taking lessons immediately. And that gave me time to build a reputation, because I feel like probably the biggest challenge that I still face is that a lot of people don't know like the difference between Lindy Hop or salsa or two-step or foxtrot or waltz. And so like people may have an interest in dance and they come in but they don't know exactly what they want to learn. And I think that not knowing is a challenge, because there's a lot of education I think that is involved just to get somebody to come in the door, just to get people to check it out. And a lot of times, dance is not like going to a movie or going to watch a football game or going out to buy a meal. It's definitely not a spectator type of thing. So like people have to be involved. They have to practice. They have to interact with others. It's not something that they can just sit back and watch. And that's intimidating, I think, to a lot of people. And it's something that I hear a lot is, oh, I can't move, or I'd be embarrassed, or I have two left feet. I think there are a lot of confidence issues when it comes to getting people to dance. So that's something that it's not just as simple as people showing up and dancing. Like we have to, like there's a lot of encouraging, and I think that that's where the dance community comes in to help other people, as they come in.
Momentum Dance Concepts is all about bringing people together. It creates a community in a time when a lot of people are craving that.
I think the dance studio, dance in general, regardless of whether it comes from my studio or another place, I think is something that just really goes back years and years and years and years, centuries and ages. It's a way that it's a bit like music. It's a way that we as a people express our emotions, express our feelings, and communicate maybe what we're feeling, or either just for ourselves or for somebody else. People get something just from watching other people dance. I hear that a lot, that people just, like, we just want to come and watch, or, you might go and see a show or a play, and there's some gift that's received just from watching the beauty of movement. So I think that that's what it does, is it puts us in touch with a deeper part of ourselves, and allows us to create in some sense.
I think about engagement too, and kind of you were talking about earlier how it's like it's interactive. You have to be doing things with other people. It's not something where you're the audience, you're watching something. And I think about that and how our people seem to be longing for that in our culture now, because we've all got our iPods and video games and going to the movies, that kind of thing.
I think you're absolutely right. It seems to be that that we've gone through a period over the last several decades where there's more and more watching, like watching television, watching movies, listening to music, and it's not maybe as much about like getting out and being active and doing something. So it's a very hands-on activity. It's not, it's not for everybody, but it is definitely a way to meet other people. And I think part of it is being vulnerable, because you've got to put yourself out there. And, you know, dancers are really fantastic people. Most of the time you ask them to dance, they'll say yes. But, I mean, there's always that fear that that somebody will say no, or that the experience won't go bad or won't go well. They might step on your feet or, you know, something bad could happen. But I think that there's a growth that happens when you put yourself out there and you try something new and you allow your body to learn something that it hasn't done before.
For more information about Momentum Dance Concepts, you can go to the website itsaboutmomentum.com or search Facebook for Momentum Dance Concepts. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.